One of the Let's Talk regular contributors is Derek James, and this month he took a walk down the streets of Old Wyndham. On the way, he met Neil Haverson. So who better to read Derek's account?
Quiet, don't touch. I remember that museums tended to be cold and intimidating for children on school visits during the 1950s. Now, thank goodness, times have changed. Our museums are warm, friendly, informative and entertaining places which have so much to offer people of all ages. And it is so good to see they are finally opening their doors again and welcoming visitors following the long and miserable months of lockdown. More of our market towns now have museums thanks to a team of dedicated volunteers. One of them well worth a look is Wyndham Heritage Museum, where you can now go window shopping. There are displays which will interest locals and visitors, illustrating the way we shopped and what we bought in the days before the supermarkets took over. The publicity offer at this stylish museum is our very own Neil Haverson, who explains that there is a new Damgate Stores and now a Little Dustpan, the shop run by the Stanley family, up and running, following fine work from local carpenter Stuart Gooder and the team of dedicated volunteers. So join us on a stroll along the streets of Wyndham and remember the way we were. The museum's original Damgate Stores was created in 1998 by Gilwyn Morley and Janice Rainsford. A dozen years on, it was given a makeover, and the new shop was based on stores which served the town so well in the 1930s. The display is a fascinating look back in time to the days of C.T. Slaughter's General Stores, run by Claude and his wife Ethel from the front room of their home in Damgate. Then there is the Penny Library and Sweet Shop run by James Felsted. His wife Ethel took over when James died. There was also Ruby Brighton's General Cash Store, and Neil explains, Ruby's son Morris Dale has kindly donated a number of items, including advertising signs, Oxo jars, Robinson jars, display items, a cash box and invoices relating to the shop. These genuine items from a 1930s Wyndham shop have been incorporated into the museum's new Damgate Store display, says Neil. And then we can step into the wonderful Little Dustpan, where more memories will flood back. Once again, members of the families who ran these shops have stepped forward to tell their stories. And this time, it is Sarah Stanley, whose father Philip wrote wonderful picture postcard books after his retirement from the shop in the 1980s. It was originally named Chas H. Stanley, who, in 1886, opened his hardware shop in Town Green. After a few years, he bought four cottages, converting them into a shop known as an oilman and ironmonger's, which also sold a range of general and household goods. Trade flourished with regular deliveries made by horse and cart, later by Model T Ford van to surrounding villages. Over the years, the shop became known as the Little Dustpan, selling a huge range of goods, the cycles and those newfangled radios. Charles died in 1932, and the business passed to his wife Rosa, son Charles, Eric, and his wife Gladys. Fuel pumps were installed at the front of the shop and a paraffin pump to the side. His great-granddaughter Sarah says, I remember you could buy vinegar, which was siphoned from a big plastic case with a tap on the bottom. My auntie Pam told me that her dad used to sell goldfish from the shop, also that he had grown mushrooms in one of the outbuildings at the rear. As electricity became more available in homes, the Stanleys moved with the time, selling a huge range of items, from washing machines and televisions, also rented, to radiograms and toasters. Eric died in 1964 and Gladys in 1973. The shop, television rental and repair service passed to their children, Philip and Pamela. The shop closed in 1988, and that was when Philip began turning his unique collection of picture postcards into a series of fantastic books. And following Philip's death, his daughter Sarah published a Wyndham Now and Then book with photographer Mark Douglas in memory of much-loved father. Mike Foyle, who championed the development of the shop, says, we are entirely volunteer-run and don't get any external grants. The improvements to the main gallery were made possible by some generous donations. Our thanks go to all the volunteers at Wyndham and every other museum across Norfolk and Suffolk. Now the doors are finally open again. Let's give them the support they deserve by stepping inside.
Thank you, Neil. I'm sure you're going to get more visitors to the museum as a result of all this publicity.